Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome to the podcast. I hope you've had a good week. I've had actually had a fantastic week. You don't hear me say that very often, do you? Recently, I actually got to go, you know, out, like proper out, because I did a live stream for my awards. I run my platinum awards for holistic brands, you know, natural organic stuff. And so we did a live stream from London, from a little place in Bloomsbury, which is a vegan cafe and art studio called Hello Love. And I've mentioned this before. We have a little pop-up shop there. So banging the microphone. So if you are passing by, if you're able to get to London, then do go in, because our little pop-up shop is there till the end of September. So there's a chance to have a look at and sample some of the amazing organic products. And all the money raised is for the Hello Beautiful Cancer Charity, which is just the most amazing little charity run by Jane and Kevin, the guys at Hello Love. So if you're in London, I realise this is very London-centric, but if you are and you can pop by, then go in and see the guys and have a look at some of the products. It was great fun doing the awards and being able to give an accolade, a big up to some of these great brands. And the categories range from everything from skincare and beauty and mother and baby and home and garden and health and wellbeing. And of course, relevant to this podcast, alcohol-free drinks. We have a category for great alcohol-free drinks. So I'll just whiz down the winners in case you're interested. Thompson & Scott, Naughty Alcohol-Free Vegan Sparkling Rosé. That was one of our winners. And actually, we had a lovely glass of Naughty on the morning of our awards. So that was great. Another winner was Sea Arch for the Coastal Juniper. Also we're very grateful to Sea Arch because they gave us some lovely little cans. They're fabulous on-the-go cans for our goodie bags as well. And we had another winner for Mockingbird Spirit, and Golds for Penrose Zero for the raspberry, and Bax Botanics for the verbena and sea buckthorn. And then also we had a little subcategory for kombucha and sparkling tea and kefir. And we had winners for Boucha Kombucha for the blush. I don't know if you've tried that yet. It's wonderful. And Flor de Madre for the Aqua de Madre water kefir. And then a gold for Jing Tea for the jasmine pearls sparkling tea. Actually, in our specialist food and drink category, Jing Tea won as well for the organic Dragon Well Supreme Tea. And Brits Superfoods, if you like your fantastic, healthy, fresh juices and stuff, they won for the organic ginger and turmeric. So have a look at all the winners. Anyway, you find them all at imperfectlynatural.com. You can check it all out there. And then anyways, after that, it was one of those really busy days. I haven't had in ages because, you know, most of us don't do that stuff much anymore, do we? But it just so happened there were a few things happening in one day. So I had my awards and then I went off to a PR event with my kind of other hat on at the Christmas show. I know a little bit too early to be talking about it, but you know how it works with PR. So it was the Christmas show at the Business Design Centre in Islington. And I had my ticket, obviously, and I register at the door and I go in, and then they kind of proudly hand me this voucher for a free gin and tonic. So I thought, oh, great. You know, it was the middle of the afternoon. I was feeling quite exhausted and they hand me this thing for a free gin and tonic. So I obviously find a passing bin and chuck it in there. And then to my absolute joy, I walk into the centre of the exhibition and there's a Liars alcohol-free spirit pop-up bar. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was amazing. So I had this fabulous Italian spritz from Liars, who now have cans. I mean, wow, amazing. And a little shot of their espresso martini alcohol-free as well. It's just great. Absolutely perked me up. And then I got to go to a Radio 2 event as well. So, yeah, it was a really, really great day. Had a chat with fellow sober hero Zoe Ball, and we chinked our soft drinks. So, actually had a proper nice out day for once. I'm so happy to bring you today's guest. You know, sometimes you kind of come across people and then you think, why haven't I come across this guy's work before? I can't believe it. I feel sure we must have crossed paths with all the stuff that I've done with Hay House in the past and all the work that I've done around kind of, I don't know, spirituality and personal development. It just seems incredible that we haven't met. I'm really pleased to have connected with John Sadiq now. I just love his new book. I just love his work. I hadn't realised what a megastar he is across Insight Timer. Chances are you've downloaded one of his meditations. He's a real kingpin in this arena. Absolutely fantastic guy, and I loved interviewing him. Recently, it was World Suicide Prevention Day, and John is an author and meditation teacher, and has his own story, which we're definitely going to talk about. And this wonderful new book. I mean, I've only had chance to sort of flick through it really and read a couple of bits, but Signposts of the Spiritual Journey, A Practical Roadmap to a Meaningful Life. John, welcome. I really appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank you, Janie. Yeah, it's wonderful to be here with you. Very kind of you. It's the second part of the title of the book that's the important bit.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was, you know, thinking about interviewing you, I was thinking, well, you know, obviously the work that I do is around sort of well-being and ditching the booze and focusing on living your best life. You know, it's not specifically about suicide, of course, but so much of what you cover in the book is stuff that we can all take on board, and you know, it's we're talking prevention, aren't we, in a way?
Not just prevention, because that's starting almost like at the wrong end of the telescope, isn't it? It's almost like how to actually have your own real life. That's all that my stuff has ever been about. Kind of authenticity in your own life.
Yeah.
As opposed to that kind of false outer life that we often build for ourselves, that adaptation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That we kind of get into,
yeah.
Just trying to survive in the world and thinking that's what we have to do. And it's this kind of return to the self. And that's what that book's really about. It's not about you've got to meditate, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. I mean, those are tools. But really, all I want for anybody, anyone listening or anybody who comes across the book, is that they should just have a bit more of their own life for themselves.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly, and it's exactly my take on everything too. You know, I think for so many of us, and as you talk about in the book, you know, the stuff we carry from our childhood, the limiting beliefs that we have, we get caught in a trap, and then we kind of perpetuate our own trap almost. Tell me a little bit about your story. Let's hear what happened to you. I mean, we're talking some rock bottom stuff, aren't we here?
It is, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had a heck of a life, quite honestly, but haven't we all? That's the thing. And there's so many lives that we've all led. That's what's so amazing. What I will sort of say before, I'll try and keep it as brief as possible this bit, is that even though we've all had lots of different lives, there's something inside us that's always felt like us.
Yeah.
And it's that I've always paid attention to. That's what saved me again and again and again.
Yeah.
Allowing myself to listen, not to just like the emotional voice, but there's something in you that felt like you when you were a kid. I don't know if you recognize that.
Definitely.
And then when you were half the age you are now, it still felt like that. But then the outer situations change and you get embroiled in this and embroiled in that. And you're like, oh, bloody hellfire. You know, I don't want to be over here in this dissolving marriage or with this bottle of booze or whatever. And yet we can actually listen back to ourselves. And I think that's what's kind of kept me going. So that's my little secret, if anybody wants to know what the secret is. But in terms of my life, well, you know, how do you do 57 years in 2 minutes? You know, it's kind of like I was born, you know, I talk at the beginning of the book about kind of childhood conditioning, which we all have. And so my childhood conditioning came from my mum and dad, obviously, who had come out of both broken countries. My dad walked out of the Indian partition with really just the clothes on his back and his mum dead, his three sisters dead, killed in the partition. Came to England, you know, to be invited to rebuild the country, as it were, after the Second World War, and kind of contributed in that way. And my mum came out of Northern Ireland. And so they didn't know how to heal their pain.
Yeah.
My dad didn't know how to heal the loss of his mum and stuff like that. And that's carried genetically into
absolutely.
Us,
you know? Yeah.
And so, you know, there's amazing work now around epigenetics and things that can really help us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I like to, I get so excited talking about these things. So, you know, we're all born with this kind of inheritance. So my inheritance was a very poor one, and they were very poor people. And yet, even when I was like 6 years old, I knew to kind of listen to this inner voice in a way. I knew at the age of six that I wanted to meditate. Can you believe that? And I actually started very young at the age of 13 when I came across a yoga book, I think it was. No, it was a meditation book called A Gradual Awakening by a guy called Stephen Levine, and which was in a school library. But even having a life that kind of had all that in it, and I was in a Buddhist community and all sorts of things, that unhealed pain kind of needed to be dealt with. And I didn't know it was there. And I think a lot of people find themselves in these situations. So your model of love is formed from that, your model of relating, what you think you're worth in life is from that. And you think you're you, and you've made an adaptation to try and live with that stuff. But inside, you're kind of crying out. And then when I got to about 2012, it's like that whole adaptation that I'd built to try and survive in this world. If I had the right amount of money, the right relationship, you know, I'm a writer, I do this, this is my identity. The identity that I'd built for myself collapsed.
Yeah.
Because it's not me. It wasn't me. And I was left with absolutely nothing, nothing at all. And then that little voice came on the, and I've never known anything so painful as the day you realize that you've not lived your own life. And instead of saying, and I don't know where it came from, it's not my strength. It's, you could call it God, you could call it my soul, call it life, the universe, you know, pound of fish, whatever you want. Some little voice spoke inside me and said, I don't know. I don't know how to live. I don't know how to love. And you would think that that was a bad thing, but there's a second thing that comes after that. But I can find out.
Exactly.
And that's what I think. If I had one tool to pass on to anybody, it's that, and it'll save you money on the book. it's that saying, I don't know, or meeting the things that are painful doesn't mean you're going to be destroyed by them. It actually means that the answer is actually calling you through that thing.
Yeah, so I love that.
What we do in life is we run away from those things.
That's right. We don't like sitting with our emotions. We really, no. You know, if anything vaguely uncomfortable, we turn to the bottle, or we turn to anything destructive.
Yeah, we turn them into an identity.
Yes, you know, exactly. That's who I am.
Layer to myself. I am this person that this terrible thing happened to. Instead of that terrible thing is a doorway into learning how I can love better, how I can be authentic, how I can actually sit with this other person across the table from me who I say I love.
Yeah.
You know,
and I know that in the book, you know, you talk a lot about this turning to love, you know, towards the end, you got this wonderful chapter about, you know, everything, turning everything to love, giving everything to love.
Yeah, that's
a fantastic title. And I know
it could have been the title of the book, actually.
It could. Giving everything to love.
Yeah.
And you've got some wonderful tools, you know, to get people started as to how people can just make a start on all of this. And I like the fact that you say, you know, realizing there are no magic bullets. You know, I have this with people who want to ditch the booze, and there isn't, you know, a one simple sentence you can give to anyone. You do have to do a little bit of this work. You have to put some of this work in, don't you? But, you know, but it's worth it. Let's just talk a bit about meditation, because, again, anyone who's heard my podcast will know that I've said lots of times that despite being a Hay House author and being absolutely steeped in this world and interviewing every leading guru, you know, practically, I personally thought that meditation was not for me. I thought it's not possible for me to do it. I couldn't sit with myself for 5 minutes, because if I did, you know, very uncomfortable thoughts came in that, you know, as we've just been talking about. And I now know that's because I was not authentic. I now know what was going on.
Oh, Janie, you've nailed it. You're the first person. Well, I'm not joking. You're the first person, right, who's ever said that to me.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And has had the integrity to say that.
Well, it suddenly occurred to me after all these years that I'd been stepping around this massive elephant in the room that was booze, that for me was the thing that was stopping me being who I was meant to be. And I'd been fighting it for so many years. And once I ditched that, and I was able to start to like myself a bit more, despite talking about self-love to everyone else, if you'd asked me, it's like, oh, don't be ridiculous. But once I was able to start to like myself more and bring in that curiosity that we've just been talking about, well, I wonder how I can think about healing some of that pain. Then I was able to start to begin to sit in meditation. Now, I still can't sit for 20 minutes cross-legged and, I can't do the perfect way, but I'm guessing you're going to tell me that's fine. Exactly, exactly.
Is there a perfect way?
Exactly. So you tell me, for me and for anyone else who, has always found this hard, what are your top tips?
Well, in terms of meditation, the reason that people find it hard, if I'm honest, and I'm going to cut right to it, is because... The wrong you is meditating.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's the adaptation who's meditating, the one who's trying to add something to themselves in order to. I'm not holding back here. I'm supposed to tiptoe around this stuff. But if we kind of live in this kind of bullshit made up way of living anymore, we're literally sort of dying here. The alcohol rate is through the roof. I lost my oldest friend to suicide 3 months ago.
Wow.
We don't have time anymore. This guy was like my brother. I won't talk about him because I'm very close to the family and, I can't say too much. But he was always trying to add something to himself. And I think we come to meditation because we're told it's something to add to yourself.
Yes.
And to kind of maintain a certain status quo or help you keep going. Drop that BS. Right.
Yeah.
There's just sit down and there's something in you, as I said right at the beginning, that feels like you.
Yeah.
It's not about being able to breathe in a certain way or anything. There's as many ways into meditation as there are people on the earth. And you can just one way I love, maybe people listening can just try this now for 10 seconds. Okay. Try this with me, Janie. Instead of trying to concentrate on your breathing or change into a meditation state. Because you think you know what meditation is, so you put a meditation face on, thinking that's it. So it's just another bloody mask.
Yeah.
What you do is you just listen to the sounds that you can hear right now and feel the physical presence of your body, and then notice that you can actually hear the space between the sounds. And that space, notice that you feel relief when you feel into that space. And that same space is inside you. That's what you feel like. So you feel that space inside yourself. Now we're starting to go towards meditation. That's it. So it's always to do with spaciousness. If you're trying to push into something thinking you have to have a particular experience because you've read it in a book, that's not meditation. Meditation is about the revelation of your true self to yourself.
Yeah.
That's all it's ever been about. That's what Jesus talks about. That's what the Buddha talks about. You name a teacher, Eckhart Tolle, me, anybody. Who's kind of, been at it a good old while or something. It's always about this thing only exists so that you can know who you actually are.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Not about adding something to yourself.
Mm, yeah, I love
it's
that.
It's not about stripping you down either and humiliating you. It's not that either, because people have that idea that they have to get all crazy and austere and beat themselves up and renounce alcohol and give up eating meat and this, that, the other. With my own journey with alcohol and drugs in the past, I didn't give up alcohol. Alcohol went away because of my practice, because I became authentic. There was a night where, this is in the book actually, where, because I liked drinking single malt, right? And I was a couple of bottles a week kind of guy. And one night I cracked this new bottle of Glenmorangie, sitting right there, poured myself one, and home measures. And I took one sip and I went, I'm done. I hadn't planned giving up alcohol. It wasn't even a thought in my head. I loved it. And in 1 minute, I was a whiskey drinker. And in the next minute, I wasn't, because whiskey drinker was the adaptation.
Mm, absolutely.
I kicked in, and then I took my bottle, knocked on my neighbour's door across the road, and handed him the bottle and said, "You drink here. This is for you." Not a drop since.
Yeah.
And no effort.
Yeah. Yeah. That's being in touch, properly knowing who you are, isn't it?
Well, getting it's to that like, point. It's like, I think, the vibration of your body almost. It's like
absolutely.
Detoxing. When you're clean, your body just doesn't want these
there
things.
There is a reason alcohol's this called spirits, right? You become something you aren't in many cases.
You become inhabited by spirits. Isn't it an Arabic word, alcohol? Isn't it
alcohol? Alcohol, yep. That's absolutely alcohol, right.
Eater of the soul or something, isn't it?
Yeah. And it is scary when you see people who, you know, you do hear people say, you know, she's not herself when she's drinking, you know, dead right. Yeah. Tell us about where we can find your meditations, because you've got meditations on Insight Timer, right?
I've got quite a lot of stuff. I've been, you know, my hub is kind of my own website, and I'm actually building a little membership site at the moment. There's a free membership site. So I would kind of guide people to my own website first.
What's that website?
Authenticliving.life. I've got the coolest, instead of .co.uk or .com, I've got
.live. I love that.
So cool. Authenticliving.life. And it's just free to join the free membership thing.
Amazing.
And there's a few meditations there. So there's like meeting anxiety with love, you know, stress and anxiety, soothing and relief. So
fabulous.
If people are kind of dealing with stuff, the tools are right there.
Great.
And then I also partner with a bunch of apps.
Yeah.
So I'm really lucky. I've quietly gained millions and millions of listeners without trying to be somebody. I think it's just because of that, just genuinely trying to turn up and be helpful and be a real human being.
That authenticity really shines through, doesn't it? It's brilliant.
It does. You know, and people would say to me, "Well, you're a meditation teacher, you're a spiritual person, whatever. You know, surely, you know, you're not badly affected by your brother's killing himself," or "I've not seen my wife for 18 months. She's stuck in India, you know, with the lockdown. And surely you're all okay." And it's like, don't you understand what a human being is?
Yeah.
It's not about getting rid of our emotions. It's about being fully who we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I partner with Insight Timer. So there's a few million listens on there. I also partner with an app called Wellness Coach, which is really fantastic.
Great.
And they do a lot of business stuff. So if you're interested in meditations for your business and things, then Wellness Coach is really, really good. And then I've just done a project with Calm. And that hasn't come out yet. They're creating a side app, which is Calm for Cancer. And so I've created a series of meditations for people going through cancer treatment. So you can be having your chemo, and I'm not going to be able to magic anything away from you, but
you can
be present, you can be in your heart, and you can soothe yourself within that space. So even if you're on the road to the end of the body, as it were, you can still be here and you can still be whole, even though the body may be coming to its end. Or that might be the route to healing of the body. You just don't know.
Sure.
So I can't presume that, so I can just turn up and be a friendly, kind voice.
Now we started by saying, you know, as your kind of press release says for the book, you know, World Suicide Prevention Day happened recently, and I don't know if people realize that suicide is the biggest killer of men under the age of 45.
Yeah, wow, it really is. Yeah.
Wow. And I'm guessing that across lockdown that figure has probably increased.
I think it's doubled, hasn't it?
Oh my god, really?
So yeah, so under 45 it's the biggest killer. And over 45, it's the second biggest killer.
Wow.
After heart. No, it might be the third. So you've got heart attack, cancer, suicide, I think, in your 50s, 60s, 70s.
Right. So something is really, really going wrong, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Yeah. And the thing is, if we look to external bodies to change it, it's never going to change, I think.
No. Getting yourself on a kind of NHS waiting list for mental health appointments is probably not going to cut it.
Well, I mean, do that. I mean, I don't say, you know, I'm not going to say don't take the cancer treatment and meditate. I mean, what kind of idiot would I be, you know?
No, but I mean, don't wait 18 months for an appointment to talk about your mental health issues, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. There's things that we can do for ourselves in this very moment.
Yeah.
And I would say that the number one thing is what we started with.
Yeah.
To realize that if you feel into the space of suicide in yourself, that suicide feeling, it's a lack of space. It's always about a lack of space. And what we do, the mechanism of suicide that I've observed across my life, in my own suicide attempts in the past, and working with people who have survived and so on, and watching my brother die, death is like the leap into space because people don't know how to come into their inner space.
Yeah.
If we knew how to come into the inner space, and I mean authentically do that, then there's no need to leap outwards. But because the objects of our life and the adaptation can't support us, we jump out because it's so painful. Now, there's no magic bullet coming back, but there's two things we can do in this very minute, right? And again, I'll just ask our listeners just to join me in this even. Number one, if you're really out of space in your life, even if it's just like you're going to reach for the bottle, even if it's alcoholism or drug addiction we're talking about, take your hand, not slap your face, take your hand and put it on your heart.
Yeah.
Put your hand on your heart and just wait a minute and actually just be kind through your hand. And somehow that kind touch just drops you back into space.
Yeah.
Now, you've not solved the problem, but you've got some space then to say, okay, I'm in trouble. I need to go and get help. And you just call somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you just
And there's absolutely no shame in asking for help for any of us, right?
No, and the fact that it's been made shameful. There's something in the society that makes it shameful.
Yeah.
That shows us that society and culture is not on our side.
That's right.
It's not benign. Society and culture are not benign. They're actually, you know, hard, difficult elements within them.
Yeah.
So we come back to our own heart and we talk to that inner child inside ourselves. We have to talk to ourselves like we're a 6-year-old boy or a 6-year-old girl. You say, okay, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I don't know what we're going to do, but realizing that I don't know means that you can take a step.
Yeah.
That's the way back in. It's as simple as that. But the number of people who will not put their hands on their hearts, you know, because we try and sort it out in the head, I have to know the answer. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. It's such a good book. I'm really looking forward to reading it because there are so many really fabulous, relatable, very practical tips just like that one. You know, I know you talk. I mean, we could talk a long time. I know you talk about forgiveness, you know, the importance of forgiveness. That's something we've been talking about quite a lot recently as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much in here. It's such a good book. I really wish you, you know, all the best with it.
I just hope the S word doesn't put people off. You know, we had to choose a title for it, and we came up with like the signposts idea of kind of following these signposts kind of into meaning through your life.
Hmm.
And actually, you know, spiritual is the right word, but our societal use of that word is the wrong word, as it were, because spiritual literally only means living the path of your own life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the depth is. That's where the meaning is. And it's not about hermitizing yourself. It's about, you know, if you've got kids and family or friends, it's about genuinely loving each other.
Yeah.
And from this place within the heart, that's where you can love your kids and your friends and you know, and contribute to the world.
Mm.
Whereas from that adapted place, you can't do anything really.
Yeah. As you say, the strap line is everything, isn't it? A practical roadmap to a meaningful life.
Yeah.
Love it. Amazing. Well, I really hope we get to meet. I'd love to do something. We should do something together. I'd absolutely love that.
Well,
really,
after we finish recording, you know, we'll exchange info.
Definitely. Yeah. This is just great. I love the way you explain things really, really clearly. And it makes a difference. Sometimes, you know, that little light bulb just has to go on, doesn't it, for people?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I just got to listen. Disregard
ordiness. Yeah. We disregard ordinariness. We always think everything has to be special. Meditation isn't special. Meaning isn't special. Spiritual life isn't special. Healing and things. You're not gentrifying yourself or turning yourself into something. We all have this true inheritance built into us if we would just access it. And it doesn't matter whether you're somebody in prison on death row or you are kind of, you know, upper crust this, that, the other, wherever you are, this spark of life is inside you, and we each have, you know, access to it.
Yeah, absolutely. John, thank you so much. The book is Signposts of the Spiritual Journey. John Sadiq, thank you so much for being my guest. I really appreciate it.
Bless you, Janie. Thank you.
So check out the book by John Sadiq. I'll put the link in the show notes. A reminder that, connection is everything. We know that. Check out the Sober Club if you haven't already. It's low cost. It's non-judgmental. It's very supportive. TheSoberClub.com. And we have a Sober by the Sea coming up. And I think there's one space left. And it's quite unusual that that happens. And I really believe that if that's got your name on it, then it's for you. You know, I always think the right people turn up to these things. We had a wonderful retreat at Champneys, by the way, last weekend. I forgot to tell you about that. It was so good. It was so great to be able to meet in person and, you know, be in those nice surroundings and do our sessions. And I think it was really transformative for the people on that retreat and for me. You know, although I'm leading the retreat, I get so much out of the connection with other people. There's always so much learning from everyone else. So if that resonates with you, we've got another one in November and another in January. So if you go to thesoberclub.com, click on events, you'll see the link there for Sober by the Sea in case that last space has got your name on it for next Saturday in Essex, 25th. And then for Champneys, November the 20th. And in January as well. As long as we get enough people, we'll run those retreats. And there'll be more dates for Sober by the Sea as well. Obviously, I'm always doing online stuff. So if you can't get to those events, join us in the Sober Club. We do lots of great things online. I know it's not quite the same. And I am trying to put something in place to do up north. I've got a lot of Sober Club members who are kind of saying, listen, I can't get to the south. And I get that completely. So I really do want to put something in place that's up country. So we're definitely going to be trying to make that happen. Wherever you're at in your sober journey, if you're just sober curious, you know, you're thinking about it, you're just not sure, maybe you're a few weeks in, maybe you started, got off to a great start, and then something tipped you up. I've had a few Sober Club members have been in that situation recently, and they've kind of come back on the club and said, okay, need to fess up here for accountability's sake. I went on holiday, or I did whatever, or this happened or that happened, and I did start drinking again. And you know what? I just had one and it was all fine. And I thought, yeah, I've got this. And then, get back home. And within a week, back down the booze elevator. So I'm back. So, you know, whatever stage you're at, maybe you've been sober 4 years, 5 years. It doesn't matter. Stay connected. Get yourself inspired. Keep doing more and more of this stuff, because as we said on our retreat at Champneys, it's all about uncovering these layers. You know, there's always something else, isn't there? Something else to work on. And that's where sobriety is just so amazing, because it just gets better every single year. Like, really, seriously, who'd have thought? So what I was trying to say is, whatever stage you're at, know that you are absolutely supported, and make sure you tell someone. You're very welcome to tell me. You can follow me on social media at Janie Lee Grace, and you can always drop me a message. And I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. I'm not sure I say that often enough. I really appreciate listeners, and I appreciate that some of you share this podcast with your friends, and some of you have written me a review, and it really means a lot. This is my absolute labor of love. So as long as I've got amazing guests who are willing to chat to me, I'm happy to keep on doing it. So make sure you stay connected. Follow me on all the various social media channels. And if you haven't already, check out the Sober Club. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by the Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.